It's good to have Missouri Agriculture Director Chris Chin with us here in the studio today. Welcome to the studio, and tell me, and here we happen to be in Ag Week. So what's busy at the department this week?
Well, you're right. We're kicking off National Ag Week this week, and we're celebrating American agriculture and what makes Missouri agriculture great. We've been working all summer on empowering more by doing a rural reduction at the Department of Agriculture. And so today, we launched our Rural Review website, where people are going to be able to see every single rural restriction that we propose to be rescinded. And they're going to have the opportunity for the first time ever to comment online and let us know, do you want to see it go away? Do you want it to stay? And if so, why? So we're really excited about that. People are going to be able to see the fiscal notes that are connected to every single rule and restriction. They'll be able to see comments about it so that they can understand it better, just so that we can make sure our farmers, our ranchers, and our consumers feel like we're truly serving them to the best of our ability.
This has become an annual celebration of agriculture all across the nation. So what happens in Missouri to commemorate?
Well, you know, we're also at the department, we're going to do a food drive. We want to make sure that we can help those who are in need of extra food. So we're collecting food at the Department of Agriculture to help raise awareness about food insecurity. And that food's going to be distributed all across the state of Missouri to one of the 6 food pantries and banks, the food banks that we have. And so we are encouraging other farmers and ranchers, since it is National Ag Week, to participate in their own local communities by donating food to that local food bank to help the food insecure in the state of Missouri.
In the state of Missouri, you're also in the midst of what's called the Rural Growth Plan. Now, what's in that?
Sure. Governor Greitens has proposed $45 million to our rural communities, which we're really excited about because he realizes the value rural America plays in the success of all of America. And so with that, he has proposed $45 million for rural broadband. It'll be a 2-year program with some grant matching in it. It's a public-private partnership. And through that, there's $1 million set aside for mapping so that we truly know what's out here in rural America and even in the urban areas as far as fiber optics and broadband goes. So we're really excited about that. There's also some water initiatives as well. He has $17 million for water initiatives across the state. Little Otter Creek would get $4 million. The Tri-State Stockton Lake would get $330,000. The St. Robert Wastewater Treatment is going to get over $3 million. And then there's also the Multipurpose Water Resource Program that'll get $10 million. So it's a huge investment in our rural communities to make sure we can bring jobs back to those areas. Missouri ports are also important, and the governor realizes that as well. So there's about $14 million designated as priority ports in the state of Missouri, too. So it truly is an investment in rural Missouri that we haven't seen for a very long time.
Let's talk about the state budget specifically, as long as we're on the subject of money. So where is that process right now, especially for agriculture? What cuts, if any, are proposed for agriculture?
Sure. Well, right now we're in the House side of it. They just did budget markup in the House on the Budget Committee last Wednesday night. We did get some proposed cuts. We had about $113,000 proposed cut from fleets, mainly to our animal health division for vehicles there. Another cut that we saw was in the Weights and Measures program as well. That's going to impact ag inspections and small scale inspections as well. We're hoping through some discussions that we might be able to have with some key legislators that we're going to be able to get that put back into our budget on the House floor.
Now, the Weights and Measures, how is that going to impact farmers?
Well, you know, it's going to impact not only farmers, but more consumers. Everything that they purchase through the grocery store is inspected through the small scale program. And so it's really going to have an impact on the people that we serve on a daily basis, our consumers, anyone who purchases food. The egg inspection program, that's also going to have an impact on consumers.
Is there lobbying going on to either restore cuts or make them less?
Well, you know, at the Department of Ag, we're having the important conversations with our legislators, trying to answer any questions that they might have to help them have a better understanding of what the Department of Agriculture does. As far as our agriculture groups, I'm sure they're in the Capitol on a daily basis trying to carry that story forward as well.
Let's talk about the emergency rule for old formulations of dicamba. There is a hearing on Wednesday about this. Tell me where that is and what's proposed.
So right now we have a proposed emergency rule that would ban the older formulations of dicamba and 2,4-D from being sold after April the 15th and before October the 1st. But it doesn't mean that you can't still apply. It just means that you can't sell them anymore after those dates. Under this emergency rule, dicamba products that are labeled as a general use pesticide by the U.S. EPA and labeled for agriculture uses would become a restricted use pesticide. Missouri restricted use pesticides would carry the same weight as what the federal restriction does. It would also make sure that only licensed pesticide dealers would be able to sell that product, and that only licensed pesticide applicators would be able to apply that product. The people who are selling it, the pesticide dealers, would have to maintain records of sales of restricted use pesticides and just make sure that they're being sold and being held accountable for it. Now, this is just a proposed rule. We are having this hearing so that we can get feedback. One of the things that we've heard over the last 2 years is that we needed to address the older formulations of dicamba and 2,4-D technology. And so that's exactly what this hearing is for. So people who have a concern can come and tell us what they would like to see in this rule, or if they don't even want the emergency rule, this is their opportunity to voice that concern.
Tell me what the process is here. You said this is a hearing. This is a proposed emergency rule. What goes on after this?
So after we have the public hearing, we will gather all of the comments, because you can still give them online as well. If you can't be there, you need to register to talk at that public hearing 24 hours in advance at agriculture.mo.gov. We will accept online comments up until close of business on the 21st. So we will gather all of those comments and we will make our decision. We'll decide, do people want us to carry forward or not? And if they would like for us to carry forward with it, then we will go to the Secretary of State's office and we will file this proposed rule at that time. At the time that you propose the emergency rule, you also have to propose the regular rule at the same time, and they will be identical.